You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
The Motor Zone is proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont. Call us on 021-569-6800 to book a test drive and we'll come to you. Are you on the lookout for a budget-friendly sport utility vehicle that exceeds your expectations? Look no further than Mahindra Claremont. Our vehicles will pleasantly surprise you, but to truly believe it, you need to experience them firsthand. Give us a call at 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to schedule a test drive, and we'll bring the experience to you. And here's an exclusive deal for Zone Radio listeners. Secure the Mahindra XUV 700 AX5 for just 419,999 Rand, saving you a remarkable 60,000 Rand. And we'll include a free safety film worth 3,500 Rand. Don't let this incredible offer pass you by. Mahindra Claremont will redefine your expectations in affordable SUVs.
It's just past 10:30 and time for the Motor Zone with James Donaghy from JSJ Motors. Good morning, James, and welcome back.
Yeah, morning to everybody. Hope everybody's made it back.
Yes, compliments of the season.
Yes, to you and everybody else out there. Remember what they said is a good holiday only ends when you get home.
That's true.
So make sure you get home.
Yes.
That's why... We all have to do it, eh? That's why I didn't want to drive anyway this year.
That's why we keep saying, be safe on the road,
be safe. Don't drive for you, drive for everybody else. Because people are, we're not even going to go there. I think everybody knows the same story.
there were plenty accidents on the road.
Unfortunately, it will be all the time. People forget it.
Silly season.
Mm-hmm. And it's because people, and I always tell people, it's because people sit in the offices all day. They don't drive during the day normally.
Yes.
And they get this year to relax, and this is when they don't concentrate enough. And they forget about the normal things because they don't do it during the day.
And they want to get to destination.
Destination quickly, a destination unknown if you don't get there. Yeah.
True.
So, seeing that we've got our new sponsors, Mahindra, I thought we'd look into the history of Mahindra. It's called Mahindra and Mahindra Limited, M&M, not the other one, not the chocolates. It's an Indian multinational automotive manufacturing corporation whose headquarters are in Mumbai. It was established in 1945 by Mahindra and Mohammed. I'm not going to go into all the names. And in 1948, they changed to Mahindra and Mahindra.
Been going since 1945?
It was just after, I think, during the Second World War, just after the Second World War. I mean, a lot of people were, India was very, it's still is extremely popular, very industrial country, doing a lot of things, especially the telephone and whatever, we won't get that, so everybody knows that. So they were started, they changed the name to Mahindra in 1948. The biggest competition, it's a Fortune 500 company in India. Their biggest competitors are Suzuki India and Tata Motors, all very, very similar to one another in a way. We know Suzuki has taken over quite a bit. Yeah, so there's a lot of competition for them, but they make different type of vehicles to Suzuki.
Yes.
In cooperation with Jeep, they started manufacturing Jeep, I think it was 1954, if I'm not mistaken. I've got it here somewhere. They started making Jeep. So you'll see that Mahindra is shaped very similar to a Jeep. So they've taken that as well.
That's taken us back to 70 years.
They've been around a hell of a long time. You know, it's like everybody says, we don't like the newer cars, because we don't trust them. But the problem lies is everybody's improved. The competition out there is strong, so they know the competition has got to be, the cars have got to be better. If they want to survive in this industrial, so many different types of manufacturers out there, they've got better. Same as Hyundai. Hyundai came out into this country 1990, I think it was. They were manufactured in Botswana, and they've just improved. Now, it's the same as Mahindra's. If you go into the Mahindra's, you can see by the looks of the new cars, they're definitely doing a lot more homework on comfort and safety and things for the people out there at a very good price. I mean, I think the advertising that car, the XUV 700, the 2-liter, it's a 2-liter non-turbocharged motor at 419 or something. Is it about 60,000 Rand off or something?
Wow.
So it's a lot of money. And I was looking at if someone's interested in that type of vehicle, they can go on to Auto Trader. The guy did a test in December with his family on it. And so it's quite interesting. I didn't go through all of it last night. So if they want to go and have a look and see which one he was driving and what he thought of it, that's a good idea before you go and buy it. It gives you an outside opportunity to read up about these cars and see what the people say about them before you go and make up your mind. But it was very interesting. He didn't run it down at all. He says what you get is... It's very, very good.
Yeah. It's what you see, you definitely get.
And a little bit extra. You know, you can go out and get something more expensive, but it's, like I say to everybody, it's what your pocket can afford. And you're looking for a new car, a new 7-seater. You've got 3 kids or whatever, then you've got all the bags. And they get to teenage years and they go to school. One will be doing soccer, one will be doing rugby, the other one might be doing netball and swimming and whatever. So you need as much space as possible. Yeah, so that was it. I mean, yeah, the 70, so we'll carry on with that. So American Motor Corporation, 1970, the Jeeps were built, but they just changed certain things on the Jeeps. Mahindra purchased, so they do tractors as well. They do, I'm just trying to see, I'm trying to go, agricultural tractors. They do combine harvesters. They've got, they went to, I think, what was it, a company in... But they got the combine harvesters. They do that as well. So they do into all tractors, all agricultural equipment. So it's not just a small company that just goes on, looks on the buckies and things like that.
So it's not just about vehicles.
No, it's just not about one. They do a lot of things. So it is a major, major company. So you've got to realize if you're going to buy it, you can you're getting something with a little bit of history. And they're not just doing the car. So they're doing a lot. So they put into your design, like Formula One. They'll put certain things into their cars and they'll put it into your normal cars to try and improve things. And they'll also do this the same as Mahindra and that will go out. Might find something in industrial type trucks or tractors that might work on the cars. And, you know, these things do work all the time. So they also did SsangYong Motors as well with that. Peugeot motorcycles. Okay, we don't get the Peugeot motorcycles, but they're all into motorcycles as well. So they do commercial vehicles, tractors, motorcycles, trucks and buses. So there's a lot. Classic BSA company as well. There's a one for the older bikes, Jawa Motor Groups. So there is a lot out there that people don't know about the Mahindra Group. But if you want to go look at us, I mean, it's quite interesting to go through everything and to see. So like I say, the Mitsubishi agricultural machinery, affiliated Mahindra, also special purpose vehicles, SPVs, in Italian car design, Pininfarina, I don't know if they were doing, but they had a special design car. They, I think it was a Ferrari, also it was designed by Pininfarina. Ferrari, I don't know how to pronounce these names. But they're also doing electric vehicles as well now. Mahindra are doing electric vehicles, the EVs. They've only got one out at the moment, but everything takes time. Electric vehicles, yes, everybody's going to that way. So, yeah, it's up to them what they want to choose and that as well. But the company, yeah, it's like I say, it's a major, major company, and they must look at these things. Don't just say Mahindra, a bad name, and things like that. We actually was talking to somebody as well. They said they've got family there. They've got Mahindras, and they've done over 1 million kilometers or something like this on these cars. But the most interesting is speaking to the wife's boss. He's a big traveler, so they travel all over the world. And I think he said last year they were traveling to Nepal, and they had a 9-hour trip on a bad road. And he says, they did it in a Mahindra Bolero. He says, it was comfortable, had plenty of power, and he says, it went here with no problem. They were comfortable in it for 9 hours sitting on this rough road. So there's a good thing for them. So, he was quite happy about it. Look, the guy does that 9-hour trip every day. I think he does it there and back.
Yes.
So he knows exactly where everything is. But he also had done high mileage on the vehicle, and he was happy. It said, never let him down. They can do it. It's not as bad as everybody else thinks. They have improved a hell of a lot over the past couple of years.
Listening to you, the reviews are amazing.
People look at it. There we go. The Switzerland-based agro technology firm. They purchased 11.25%. But it's a certain percentage that they go and that's how all companies work.
Yes.
Mahindra also with Renault, that also do with Renault South Africa. So they also, is Renault South Africa? Yes, yeah. So it's not just a, they are affiliated to a lot of companies in the country because it's a multi-franchise dealership. So Mahindra, Renault, they ended actually, sorry. But they have gone to, but they bought Renault as well. And Ford as well, also busy with Mahindra as well. The Ford Escort. So, yeah, they're not just, it's just interesting to read all this if you want to go into the Mahindra before you buy it, and you can look at the history of the cars and the history of the company. So you know that if you're buying something with a little, it's not just going to be here and then gone. You know, so they have done a lot of homework of trying to bring them back. I know at one stage they didn't leave the country, but their backup was let them down a lot. And I think with more franchises opening up around Cape Town and that, they will become more reliable and they'll sell more vehicles, and that's what you want. But there's a lot of dealers out there that you buy the cars and you can't get parts for. So, yes, that is unfortunately a problem in this country. I don't know why. We just don't seem to keep as much stock.
Is that for the newer cars that you can't get parts, or is it?
I think the problem lies there, Suze, is because the guys, everything's computer designed now. And they change in certain aspects, but they don't run enough body panels. So you've got to get the generic ones. But the guys don't have the plants to fit these generic ones.
So you've got to import.
So it can take a bit of while, a bit of time to get certain things, when certain dealers don't, because there's not as many vehicles on the road, so they don't stock as much. There might be one or two in. And then, but as they get more and more popular, they still don't do that. No one's looked into it to bring the spares in. So some people can sit 3-4 months with a car that they can't get parts for. So, but it's not just here; it's overseas as well.
Yeah.
Some people say that Tesla can sit in a body shop for 6 months because they're waiting for spares for it. Because they're under such high production now at the moment, they become very popular. So people want to buy them, but they don't have enough time to. They haven't let the factories catch up with the stock for everybody else. It's the same. They all do it to everybody. So, and they'll only bring certain things in. I know my nephew, his car needed a windscreen because of the hail damage, and they couldn't get the one. The one windscreen was 7,000, the other one was 3. So he took the cheaper one because it didn't have a sensor on it. But they had to wait 6 or 7 weeks for the other windscreen anyway, and the insurance company said no. So
because the insurance companies have really, really started to
become
stricter, definitely become stricter.
Oh, yes, yeah. So that's it as well. But you've got to look into all the history of this if you want to. What I would always say, and I say to everybody, go and find out about the availability of a spares, how long will it take to get something if it's not something that breaks. You can go onto the internet and the guys will tell you, I've just bought a Bolero or this or an SUV or whatever. Have I had problems with it? Yes or no? Look, everybody's going to have a problem. Don't expect. You're not going to buy one of the top German brands and you're getting into a Mahindra and you say, but it rattles and rolls and it won't be as quiet as the other cars, but I think they've done away with a lot of the creaks and rattles that they have. But don't expect the same ride. You know, you can't get into a big fancy BMW and you're getting into a small Nissan and expect the same drive and the same quietness of the car. Yes. Whereas your conversation has to become a little bit louder, as I would say.
James, is it true the smaller the car, the more noise it has?
No. Not at all. Depends who's driving.
Yeah.
It's amount of sound dampening they put in the car.
Yes.
So if you go into a small little car, you'll have maybe an inch. Whereas you go into a more expensive car, you'll have 2 inches.
Yes.
So they make it, that's how they manufacture the car. So the car, it's there, but it's all certain things where they put these sound dampenings all over the car to make it quiet.
The same as the wind factor. Some cars do not handle crosswind and the car.
Yes, the body roll.
The body, yes. So that's scary.
It is scary.
Do you just drive faster to avoid that?
No, that's the worst thing to do. It's just pick a speed where you feel comfortable. Don't go fast. Yeah. Because remember, your reaction time is a lot slower than a Formula One driver.
Yes.
I mean, they practice
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so, yeah, if you're driving and you're not used to this, the crosswind can catch you. And if you're going fast, you panic too much and yes. you'll overcorrect yourself and you can end up having an accident. So rather just slow. If you know the wind's going to be there, slow down a bit and you can handle it. You know the wind takes you, but you can. But it's just a gentle reaction of the steering wheel and away you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these things are all, like I said, this is all to do with the newer cars and we're looking at Mahindras at the moment. So, but Mahindra is also... You know, they've been around a long time. And there was looking for the other thing.
Well, 70 years, let's say. That's, that is a very long time.
Yeah, there we go. 54. They started designing the Jeep CJ3 in 1954 under license from America. And they also, 1979, they licensed to the Peugeot diesel four-cylinder engines, transmission. But everything, and 1982, they tied up with Kia to build a four-speed KMT 90, which we don't get, Joe. There's a lot of cars we don't get in this country, but we don't need them. They've been around a hell of a long time. So look at that.
Well done, and it's still going.
And it's still going strong. You look at that, at the history of the vehicle, how long it's been around. We didn't get them for a long time because they weren't allowed in the country. But now with all the new, everybody's coming in and... They're trying to do, trying to get into the market. It's not easy. We've got a set mindset in South Africa with certain cars, but it's slowly starting to change. Yeah. And it's the same as the Chinese vehicles. The Chinese vehicles, when they came out, they weren't as strong, but they're also starting to improve all the while. They're trying to put that little bit extra. They want that everybody to afford the car. Yeah. So you won't feel embarrassed driving that car. Yeah. That's the biggest thing, is embarrassment.
Little girl, you remember what they said to me.
And I told you that before, that was, he should never have a job there if he's not going to say something like that, you know. It's what you can afford.
Yeah.
But what they're doing as well is they're bringing in entry-level vehicles with a bit of higher spec that people can afford. And that's what Suzuki also looked at doing. And Mahindra's got this little SUV that they're, that the Scorpios, Boleros. So you've got to look at these vehicles. Go in, see what you want. Even a little Jeep. Like I said, they just change certain things. You're trying to compare it to the old CJ.
It looks cute, yes.
But you know, they're bringing out a lot of new vehicles all the time. I mean, I was just going through the list. What is the Bolero? It's a Mercedes SUV. Then the Neo. The Tar. I don't know which ones we get. The Scorpio. It's also an SUV, family SUV. The Cross SUV is a XUV 300, XUV 700. I think that's the ones that we're mentioning as well. Light commercial vehicles, you know, like the Bolero, the Scorpios, the Bucky, single cab, double cab, with certain different engine variations, four-wheel drive. I think they're all four-wheel drive. I'm not 100% sure on that. But like I say, some people say, he spent 9 hours in a vehicle. 9 hours is a long time in a double cab. And him and his wife, and he says, they were happy. He says the girl went, and he says he had an absolute... Look, they're going on holiday, so they don't worry too much about it. But he says it was comfortable. It went strong enough. And the driver told him he never had a problem with it. So there's some good stories out there. But go out and have a look. If you want to get one of these newer vehicles in Claremont or... phone them, and I said that I think they'll bring out a vehicle for a test drive, see what you want.
Yeah, we had two vehicles. Yeah, remember?
Yes, unfortunately, I wasn't here. Yeah,
And they, I must say, and it's family cars, and everyone was welcome to come and test drive it.
Maybe they should organise another one. I think Richard should do that. It'll be a nice one
to the unicorns.
And you can we're trying to promote them as much as possible. They're doing the sponsorship, so we've got to do that as well, you know.
And their
that's
vehicles,
what it's all about.
And their vehicles are cute.
Yes, the vehicle, well, not as cute, they but look, multifunctional. They're functional. Yeah. That's
from a female's point of view, they look cute.
Yes. But they all are, you want to get into a cute car, like I say, people say, oh, what do you drive, a Mahindra?
Yeah.
Because you don't have, and they look at your key. But it's what you can afford, but you might find you can have more fun in that than what someone can in a multi-million rand car where they're too scared to drive it properly or good to go, do a little bit of off-road, as long as it does its job that you want it for. So go down, have a look, and we can, like I said, we can speak to Richard, maybe they can come out here at the end of the month or something. parade one or two of the cars, and if people are interested, you can advertise it and say to them, we're going to be here on Saturday. Come down, take them for a drive, see if you're interested in buying a new vehicle. Like I said, there is that special on that vehicle as well, and it is a good 50,000 rand off. It's a lot of money.
It's a good deal.
Yes, it is a very much good deal. Yeah, but Mahindra is a big company, and Reva, into the electric vehicles as well, because India is also going, they're trying to cut down on emissions as well, because they're very bad with emissions at the moment. Very similar to China. China's cut back on the emissions as well. They're doing a lot more electric vehicles and hybrids as well. And who was it? Kawasaki or Suzuki? I'm not 100% sure. I've just announced they've done a, what was that other car? Hydrogen car. They've just a hydrogen bike. They've just designed a hydrogen bike at the moment. So there's something to look forward to as well,
I'd say.
So yeah. So I mean,
but getting back to the electric cars, I only see the same car
parked,
and there's two of them, and they're exactly the same, and they're parked, you know, at our mall here.
Yes.
You know, the electrical.
Which one did you see?
It was the blue. The it looked like a sea turquoise color, like
BMW.
No, it was a small car. To me, it looked like a Fiat, but it obviously wasn't. Okay. But it's a small one, and I see it there regularly. So
no, that's good. That's good. It's, some of them are there, and someone is utilizing it.
It's a Fiat. I think it is the Fiat.
It can be the Fiat 500.
It's got that bubble at the back.
Yes,
I think
it can be the Fiat.
Yeah. It's a mint color.
Is it a mint color? Yeah. And I've seen a BMW as well the other day there. Okay. Even the wife said, we saw a car at the charger. So, people are starting to do it. A lot of people do charge them more at home than what they do there. But
it was a lady, because I saw she got out the car. And obviously it was on charge. She went to do her shopping. She came back. Funny enough, we went into the shop the same time, came back at the same time, got in, and she pulled off.
Yeah, and then you don't hear the police. It's like a wee.
Yes.
You know? So even the BMW iX5, BMW have just launched a whole range of electric vehicles right through from minor to major. Huge thing. I just saw something on TV about that the other day. My feelings, no, I still think we should go hydrogen. Like I said, the motorbike's just been designed. First bike's been launched on a hydrogen bike. So, and what's the emissions out of there?
Has it been launched already?
Or is it not launched worldwide, but it has just been manufactured and it's out there. So they say they have.
What make?
I can't remember, Suzuki or Kawasaki. I think it was Suzuki, if I'm not mistaken. So they're going, it's the same as Toyota. The CEO is also going. They want to do hydrogen more than electric.
Yes.
They can do. The only thing is to get hydrogen can be quite explosive, so it's got to be done safely. But electric vehicles, I think we're going to be here for quite a while still. We haven't, how can you say, given it much thought, the electric vehicles, mm-hmm. because of our power.
Well, that's
ups
what
and
we,
down,
we
and
kept
that's
asking
the problem.
With our power outages.
Yes.
You know, how do they cope with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to charge it in between while you can.
that's what I'm saying, and you're long-distance driving, you know.
Yeah, because you've got to remember, when you do charge something like that, it does do a lot of the kilowatts that you're drawing out of it, especially if you're doing a fast charge. But these ones are trickle chargers at the shopping centre.
Yes.
It's not a high thing. It's a slow process to charge, same as a little battery charger. Whereas if you want a fast charger, you draw a lot of amperage. So, it can use sometimes the amount of amperage you're drawing, especially if you've got a flat battery and you'd want to charge your SUV quite quickly, or your electric vehicle, can take as much as 6 hours use. You know, so that's a lot of power. But unfortunately, our electrical grid doesn't cope for it, or you can go and you can get solar power. A lot of people have changed to solar power to charge their electric vehicles at home. But it's a cost we shouldn't have to be covering, unfortunately, and that throws everything out for everybody else. It would be great. I saw someone who was saying, I think the buses, they want to change the buses to electric as well. I'm not sure where I saw that. But that's what they want to do. But the problem is to charge these things, and that's the problem. But like I say, there's many of these little, the KUV, I think that you saw that, the 100, there's a little SUV type vehicle from Mahindra. I think you said it was cute.
Yes.
Nice little multi-way. But like I said, the bigger one is the one that they were advertising special, is a 7-seater. The other ones are small SUVs. But with that extra boot space that you need, like I say, for the kids.
Yes.
One kid is fine. When you have two kids and one's doing cricket or whatever, you need that space.
You do.
So, and it's a 2 litre, I think it was a 2 litre, one was a 2 litre petrol, the other one was a 2 litre turbocharge motor. The two top range of the ranges are 2 litre turbocharge things. But like I say, if you want to have a look at that vehicle, go on to Auto Trader. The guy did a test in December, like I say, with his two teenage kids, because he knows what the teenage kids like and how they wonder everything gets connected through Bluetooth and whatever, so they can listen to their own music or put music on the system. Go on, see what he says, because it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's a good review as well.
Yes, I know. It gives an honest answer.
Yeah. So the time's up for us now, James. So is there anything else you want to share with us before we say goodbye?
No, I just think everybody should just be taken easy. I think schools go back next week. So, yeah, get everything ready and do a little bit of maintenance and cleaning on your car when you get back from holiday or if you've just got back. Just go through everything. Make sure everything is ready before you start hitting the road going back to work, especially if people working in town. Do the same things what you did before you left. So, like, check your waters, check your oils, do all that when it's cold.
Your tires, your batteries.
All that. When it's cold, not when it's hot. Just do it when it's cold. Get used to it. And I think Jan was saying something about the K53. Everybody's got to do that safety thing.
Yes,
people forget about it.
There's so many points before you even get into
the car. Walk around it, check it. And I always say, wash your car vehicle yourself because you pick up on these small things that you, like a tire, you might see a screw in a tire or something else like that. Keep an eye on it. Get it ready before you go to work. A lot of people, I think, only go back on Wednesday or next week,
school
Monday.
School starts next week. Next week, Tuesday, I think.
Yes, have fun. Yeah, the kids are going back, so we'll all have fun there.
Yeah, there we go. So, James, thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
And you will be back in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
Okay.
Have a good one.
James. Have a liquor day.
Bye.
Bye.
The Motor Zone was proudly sponsored by Mahindra Claremont, redefining your motoring expectations.
Revolutionize your work with the Mahindra S4 single cab from Mahindra Claremont, your go-to affordable and reliable workhorse. Priced at just 243,043 rand, excluding VAT, it's a steal. Call 021-569-6800 or visit mahindra-claremont.co.za to book a test drive and we'll bring the vehicle to you for a week-long test. And here's an exclusive offer for Zone Radio listeners. Enjoy free company branding of up to 5,000 rand. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Mahindra Claremont, where reliability meets affordability.